Good afternoon, brethren, and welcome guests. Anybody out there listening, we welcome you and thank you that you're here. Ho, ho, ho. Well, this is what we hear pretty much all around the world today, most of Christianity. But you suppose that our Father in Heaven looks down at us and says, no, no, no. It's not what he wants to hear. Well, brethren, the silliness of celebrating worldly holidays, just what do they really teach or not teach? God's holy days and Sabbaths, what do they teach? What does God think about these worldly celebrations and why? Well, for the next few minutes, I will hopefully answer these questions for us. I'm going to start with probably the most recent one in the beginning of the year of Easter. Supposedly the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, from the dead. Now this is how it's celebrated. Rabbits lay and hide, colored painted chicken eggs. So children or anyone else of this mindset can hunt them. Many times fake plastic eggs are hidden. These are filled with more candy eggs within the eggs. Okay. Well, now let's go to Christmas. That's the one we're coming up to next. Supposing to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. What do we, not us, but we in general, claiming to be Christians, do? This is only a generalization. Cut down, kill, if you will, perfectly good evergreen tree, sometimes several. Drag them into our homes and drape them with electric lights. And all kinds of glittering decorations, bling. If you want a title for this, it's called Satan the Bling Master. Bling, well, he deceives the whole world. Revelation 12:9, let's turn there right quick. Tells us, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan. What does he do? He deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Those are the demons, and they're out there helping him right now deceive the whole world. So, they put wrapped gifts under and around the tree, seemingly brought by a little fat man dressed in a red velvet suit called Santa Claus, escorted to the roof of their house in a sleigh pulled by flying reindeer. Full of wrapped gifts, they put down your chimney. But what if you don't have one? Oops. And don't forget Santa. To put the receipt, I lost my place here. To put the receipt in the gifts, from chances are the gifts won't be what the person they were intended for wants anyway. So they can take them back the day after Christmas to the store of their choice, Walmart, Sears, whatever, and exchange them for what? Exchange them or get a gift card to use for a purchase of their choice. Sounds interesting, doesn't it? Where's Christ in all this? Have you seen him or heard of anything about him in this? What does this teach our children? We're to teach our children when we lay down and when we get up. Certainly nothing about Jesus Christ. How about Sunday, sunrise worship service? Watching this giant yellow-orange orb coming up out of the eastern sky, eastern horizon. This is the sun, not the resurrected Jesus Christ. The tree or the gifts are not Christ, nor is he powered by reindeer. These celebrations are steeped in pagan sun worship and fertility rites worship, having absolutely nothing to do with Jesus Christ, and absolutely disobeying God's second commandment. Deuteronomy 5, verses 8 through 10, if you want to turn there. You shall not make for yourselves a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. God certainly shows us through his word that we are to only observe the days that he has deemed holy. Remember that only God can ordain or set apart a day of holy worship, such as the Sabbath. We find this listed as the fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments. Not only telling us to observe the Sabbath, but also why we are to observe it. You can read this in your own leisure of Deuteronomy 5, verses 12 through 15. These instructions are known as the Ten Commandments, also given in total in Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17. Leviticus 18:1 through 5 reads, Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, verse 2, Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. According to the doings of the land of Egypt, where you dwelt, you are not to do. According to the doings of the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you, you shall not do. Nor shall you walk in their ordinances. You shall observe my judgments and keep my ordinances. To walk in them, I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord. It's not my purpose here today to belabor the history of Christmas or Easter, as well as any other of the worldly holidays, such as Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, and others. Some even include Halloween in there. But rather, I want to go over just the days laid out by God to be observed. These were specific in nature. I won't go into each one of them in real detail, but I will refer to you to another thing to read here. These holy days listed in Leviticus 23 are to teach us of God's plan for mankind. To observe the Feast of Unleavened Bread, got to Passover and the Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Pentecost, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the Last Great Day or the Eighth Day are all listed in Leviticus 23 in great detail. And most of us here are familiar with these days. But for the lack of time, I would suggest that you read these passages at your own leisure. I would also encourage every one of you here today, if you haven't read or recently read the UCG booklet, Holidays, Holy Days, Doesn't Matter Which Days We Observe. They should be some back on the table. No? They're not on the table. Okay. I have one here. I'm special today. Additionally, there are instructions for parents to share this knowledge with their children. Deuteronomy 6, 5, and 7, if we turn there. I have it here, but if you'd like to turn there and go with me, it'd be great. We'll begin in verse 5, Deuteronomy 6. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. And shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you're sitting around your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. The implication here is clear. Only when we hold our right principles in our hearts can we, as parents, successfully instill them in our children. You may also see this in Deuteronomy 12, 28 through 32. Brethren, it is our responsibility to teach our children and others what God expects of us as Christians to observe. What does God say about the foreign observances? Let's look in the book of Amos, in the Lamentation of Israel, when he was rebuking them here, what he thinks. Amos 5, I'll just turn there. Amos 5, we'll go to 21. Here's what God says. I despise your feast days, and I do not savor your sacred assemblies. Though you offer me burnt offerings of grain offerings, I will not accept them. Nor will I regard your fattened peace offerings. Take away from me the noise of your songs, for I will not hear the melody of your stringed instruments. I say, God does not like that. He doesn't like us doing anything that's not ordained by him. You can continue to read more there if you'd like to, but I believe this gets to the point of what God thinks. Does he like it when we seek after other gods before him, or put other gods before him? No. Anything can be an idol, can be a god to us. Also read at your own leisure Isaiah 1, 11 through 17. We're told in Matthew 6, 33 what we should be doing. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We can only do this when we follow the rules, his rules. Do we love God? Sometimes we need to be reminded. John 14, 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. In these few minutes we have seen that, one, the observance of the worldly man-made holidays teaches us nothing, really nothing, about our Savior Jesus Christ. Two, God's holy day plan clears the path for salvation for all mankind. Three, God not only does not like worldly man-made holidays, but rather he hates them. Remember, he makes the rules. We can be encouraged by what Jesus tells us in Revelation 3:19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent, not following the world's ways. Verse 21, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. What an awesome thing to look forward to. And continue to pray, thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.